Good evening, everyone. Our first song is a brand new one for us, and we feel it's very appropriate for this time and in this place.
Alaska, Alaska, may your flag wave free, eight stars of gold on a field of blue, Alaska's flag, may it mean to you the blue of the sea, the evening sky, the mountain lakes, and the flowers nearby, the gold of
I belong to a group called the Right Women of Sitka, and we get together and write. And one of the members of the group, Rose Manning, decided a couple of months ago that we should do a contest and encourage people, elementary school through adults, to tell their stories of living in Alaska.
A flash of silver and the water ripples a few yards from the fisherman's boat. 4 o'clock and the fishing is slow. The sun hasn't yet shown its face over the morning fog. The fisherman casts his line out into the morning drizzle once again. His hopes of fresh salmon for dinner rekindled. Far below the fisherman's boat, a salmon safely swims on. She knows where she's going.
The captain says, "Please fasten your seatbelts. We are making our final approach." The moment that these words are spoken, I am at the window. My eyes are glued to the plastic porthole. I have eyes only for home. I can see Seamart and the downtown area, a great lump of commerce that's a large part of the lifeblood of any town. I can clearly see the mountains, which appear to be large, lumpy mounds of green. I can see the forests that seem to battle civilization. The forests seem ready to engulf the town, and yet civilization fights back by extending tendrils of roads and houses into the forests and onto the mountains.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
I think many of us can still see Alice McChesney up here, that petite woman with that huge accordion, dancing around as she pumped that machine and sang out so vigorously. Those of us who knew Alice know that a bit of her sunshine will always remain in this community.